this is the official first episode, well, second episode, but if you think about it, it's going to be the first episode because that's the other podcast that I would make and it wouldn't let me delete it, of the Electric D podcast with your host, Electric D. Now, I know from some of you, if you're listening on this on, like, Spotify or whatever sites this is on, I mean, you're probably all sad, like, oh, no, what about, I think it was the Random Things podcast, or I don't remember when I actually had it because I just let it sit there for, like, 2 years or something. But I don't really care anymore. I just want to get this. I think it's the something talk show. But I just didn't get into it. Most of my ideas, I felt like were just total bull crap. I mean, they were not even good. In my opinion, they were sucky. But I kept them up. And I started combing over different concepts. And here, this is leisure. This is like entertainment. And what we talk about, like especially anime. Like, I'm a big anime fan here. I don't care what you think if this is kind of, I wanted it to be like the, Electric D podcast because, like, I couldn't find a good title podcast. It's like, oh, this is the Weeaboo podcast, and because it's all, in a sense, mixed into one. I mean, it's all about, like, leisure and fun stuff. Now, I'm making this, there's a bunch of crap going on about the coronavirus, and I don't want to talk about that here, like, this is a podcast we're not getting into. Like, I know other podcasts are all, like, stay safe from the coronavirus. Like, stay safe from the coronavirus. I mean, but I'm not going to be, like, going into, like, what doctors say and everything because and what the media is saying because I just think it's pure bullcrap. I mean, why would you want to talk about that? It's just going to get people more scared. I'm sorry if you think my language is offensive. It's not really that offensive, but whatever. So, here is our problem. Here's problem number one. The media is not doing its job. It's just making it more intense. I mean, people should go buy extra stockpiles just in case, but not like spending, oh, I saw this guy at Costco. I mean, he spent $1,000 just buying like every single thing you need, and it was insane. I mean, just people will freak out about a virus that, like, especially the toilet paper part. I mean, it's just really. Sorry, that was my mama. She was asking me something, but, so, yeah. I just think it's a dumb idea in general just to be talking about the coronavirus here. But, I mean, some people want to talk about it, but today's topic, we're going to be books and literature entertainment. Now, literature entertainment sounds like total weird, like, nope, like, not everybody likes books. But we'll get into that later because I have to go eat, and I'll be back for you listeners. Bye-bye. Well, not bye-bye, but whatever. So, we're talking about books here, and most books, just not many people like them. So, okay, we'll jump into that in a bit. Back to talking about books, people. This is the, this is the Electric D podcast with your host, Electric D. Now, okay, we were talking on books here, and so what is the purpose of an author? An author is another provider of entertainment. Now, most people are being like, oh my gosh, all these books suck. And I'm like, no, like, books don't suck. I mean, they just don't. But now, author's purpose is to provide entertainment for people. Now, I'm going to make a big, big stereotype here. So for all you people that are, like, anti-stereotypical, I'm sorry what I'm about to do, but I'm just saying I'm sorry that I'm gonna actually do this here, but that most people think writing is very easy. It's not easy. I'm gonna tell you right now, I thought it was easy, but then as I kept writing, I came up with a concept. As I kept writing, it just became harder and harder and harder and harder. And that's how sucky it gets. I mean, it just becomes, you have to develop, if you develop a plot line and you make a story, you can't really differentiate from that plot line, because then the story just makes no sense. I mean, you can't go and say, okay, the story's an action adventure, but then it involves romance and love and then comedy, and it just doesn't work that way. I mean, unless it's an Adam Sandler movie, then I'll give you the right, but just no. So, I learned as an author, like being an author and someone who was very fond of literature, that writing ain't easy. I mean, I take my inspiration from writing from Kohei Hirakoshi and James Patterson and Masashi Kishimoto, which are some of Japanese writers, but whatever. So I did, because they were able to develop a plot line Develop a plot line and make it go for as long as they make it go long. I mean, I don't even know how I could do that. I mean, I'm working on Wattpad books right now, and some of them don't even have, like, they only have, like, one chapter in them, which is really hard for me because I'm developing, like, three different book series at the same time, and it's very complicated here. And I'm developing, like, another book that adds into one of the series I'm making. Now, that's very complicated here when you're someone as young as me and you have school to do because of this stupid pandemic, which is just, no, but I have time. I usually get done with school around, like, 10 a.m. I start at 8, get done at 10. That's how my life works, and then I just have the whole three day free, and, well, I have to do some class chats, but we're not gonna get into that. I'll get into that, how hard it's, what remote learning, how crappy it, not really crappy, but how hard it's kind of been. So, okay, I'm thinking here, but books, for some people, books can suck, and for some others, books can rule. I mean, but there's always been something captivating about literature that we imagine. It's probably because our brains want to imagine stuff. I mean, I'm not, like, a scientist or anything. That's just my rough guess. But I'm not a neurologist or whatever. So, that's what I think books are. But here's the one thing that kind of makes sense to me. Why can't books just be told in, like, pictures? Which is basically the concept of comic books. But because if books were told in pictures, then what's the point in even reading books? That's where most of my friends are like, well, why don't the books just have pictures and we could tell the story from there? Well, partially because, like, it's just gonna say, like, it doesn't have to build an imagination. It just has a picture set in for you. And I'm not going to dive that deep into that. I don't want to dive deep into these books because I don't want to just dive so deep that it's no point in making a part two to this for, like, this, because I actually might have to make a part two for this, but whatever. I mean, we'll get to that later. But it's complicated, but most writing is muy difícil, or very hard. It's just the whole concept. It's not that easy here. I mean, some people hate books, which is why it's hard to write books. That's why it's to sound like this all just, like, random crap. It's not, because most people that hate books, it's going to be really hard to appease them with books because they have to have one certain topic that they're actually into. Now, you're probably saying, you're probably thinking right now, well, why can't all these people just just hate books, just, like, read a comic book? Well, partially because some people hate comic books. Some people just hate reading in general. And I get that here. I mean, I started reading from, I was, like, 2 years old here. And I've been reading for a long time. And I've seen some people that just hate reading in general and just hate the whole concept of words here. But there's one thing that's been looming on my mind since I realized the fact that it's one thing that's been looming on my mind since I realized the fact that writing can also be used as a bad tool. But I'm not going to talk about writing can be used as a weapon and as a horrible tool that some people use to get their pleasures in. But I'm not going to talk about those. I just don't want to talk about those, but whatever. I want to talk about why books? Why did we have the whole concept of books in here? Partially because when, say, the internet's down and you have nothing else to do, you have nothing better to do, and books will always be there. You can always offer up a good picture for you, and it doesn't make you bored. Unless you want to go outside and kick around a soccer ball, which I can say I do not like to do because I don't like sports. Only baseball and golf. I mean, that's it. I mean, most people are like, oh my god, Avery, you need to love sports. I mean, it's so good. I'm like, no, I don't like playing sports because I'm not that active here. But that's the one problem. I mean, it's hard to be doing this. It's hard to be an author in purpose. Like, okay, I'm sorry, my thing just cut out really there. It was really weird. So, if I'm saying this again, I'm sorry. My thing just cut out, and I couldn't get to it fast enough, and I need to make this segment because it's already 6 where I'm living. And I gotta just okay, whatever. Because why would we have literature in general? I mean, unless you want to go kick around a ball because you like sports, but I don't like sports because I'm not that active here. So we're not going to get into that. But the question, my big question for me, why could people use books as, for one, why and how are there so many uses for books? Well, partially, I mean, I don't want to dive deeper into this topic, but if you're a grown-up, I think you know what I mean. I don't want to dive deeper into this topic because I knew at a way younger age than most people did. But I wanted to talk about, like, why would we have all these this literature to, like, revolve around? It just gives us a clear picture, and it makes us not bored. I mean, and it also develops our brain to learn new words. I'm not a neurologist. This is what I'm just basing off of. It's because what parents are always telling you is like, oh, you should read because it's better for your brain than playing Fortnite or PUBG or Minecraft or Roblox. I can say I don't play video games that much. The only video games I play are Hello Neighbor, Far Cry Primal, Benny and the Ink Machine, and several other games on my Switch. But I wanted to tell you guys that just because it's hard doesn't mean you can't be an author. My advice to you authors is just come up with a storyline. It's just my advice to you is don't quit. I quit making podcasts for a bit, but now I'm just like, I want to make these again. I want to make them again. I'm like, and everybody was like, what? You're going to make your podcast again? I'm like, yeah, I'm making my podcast again because I have concepts that are very important to me. And if you notice my profile picture, the photo of Izuku Midoriya from My Hero Academia. Don't judge me. I'm a true weeaboo. Deal with it. Now, there's also some people who's like, oh, but they make books into TV shows and movies. But how come we can't just watch those and get literature? Isn't it obvious? Of course, who would watch TV to get literature? I mean, it's just pure ludicrous. I mean, why would you just like, oh, I'm gonna watch TV to get literature? Yeah, do you want to read the for the Nightline legal ads? Do you want to read the little bottom stuff, all the fine print stuff? I guess that would be literature in a sense. But I was able to put literature into a class. Like, some things that people think are literature are not. Like reading, say, it's on my whiteboard. I don't make YouTube videos, but whatever. I want to say that, I write the word the on my chalkboard here. Now, most people say, oh, I just read literature. But it's not literature. This is literature saying, oh, Sam walked to the store. But a robbery was taking place. Now, that took a bit, but okay. But you get the idea. If you have like a longer story, then that can become literature. Literature, in some people's minds, is many different things. Literature can be comics. Literature can be words. Literature can actually be TV. It actually can be TV, though. Because think about it, for every single TV show, someone has to write the script, and people have to read it to be literature. That's why being an actor is an actual good job, because then you're getting both being on TV, by television, and being able to read and exercise your brain during that time here. It's just, it gets complicated for me at one point, because then most people think that it's all, like, I don't know, it's all, the meaning of books, it's just to read and stuff like that, and it's just, like, to gain your brain, but books will be a, sorry, it always cuts, it keeps cutting out again. My phone dropped, and the headset disconnected, and then the whole thing cut out. But some people are thinking, like, books are so boring. They're not boring if you have a good mindset to it. I'm an author. Being an author can sometimes be hard because people don't like books like they used to. Because some people just don't like to read books like they used to. Now, that's just, like, depressing because books have always been amazing. I mean, like Shakespeare, for example. I mean, books will always be there, and they'll never go away. And there's, like, me, watching my son ask, "Hey, Dad, what was a book?" I'm like, "What was, like, a book?" I'm like, "It's a book." And then people could probably make books extinct by now because books aren't like they used to. I mean, because now we have TV and MTV and My Hero Academia and manga and comic books. But we're not getting into that. We're saying here that books are good in multiple different ways, but can be bad in other ways, which I do not want to explain. Now, okay, I'm gonna get serious here with you guys. I mean, I know a lot of people that think that books are literally the spawn of the devil, which is kind of funny what you think about it, because books in some people's minds are evil, which is hilarious because they're not evil. They're meant to give us a good time and to give us entertainment. Like, I think it was, I don't remember who said it. But books will always, they always captivate us. Like, there's not one time that books will not captivate us. So, I wanted to tell you guys here, I'm gonna start kind of wrapping this up for leisure for books. I want to tell you guys, books can be used in many different ways. I'm explaining this over and over again. Look, okay, but I want to get this down here. I have a text I wrote in my book I'm writing. And I'll give you an example of literature. "The calm summer breeze made his hair waft in the wind. My FNAF, Hello Neighbor, Benny the Ink Machine, Markiplier, Game Theory, FNAF Theory, Watching Friend, was very surprised when I bought him a nice pair of Nikes." I mean, I love to buy him Nikes. I love to buy him stuff. I love to buy him stuff. He's my friend. And he really wanted them, so I bought them for him. Later on, we went home and played video games. But all of a sudden, we heard a big bang coming out from the neighborhood. Then all of a sudden, a villain, or I'm sure we should call robber, came out and started attacking the neighborhood. We jumped into action and grabbed our stuff. And grabbed our super suits, and went out to fight the villain. Now, that's literature. Once it involves something that's, like, long, I mean, long. Just long. Okay, I mean, it's complicated. The concept here is that it's a bunch of heroes fighting a villain, which is just whatever. But there's also another thing that most people forget about books. They forget to give credit to the authors. Like, oh, this guy, like, some people do, like, but not many people give credit to the author. Like, if it's fan fiction, especially not the author. It's the creator of the whole concept of the fan fiction. Like, for me, Koei Horikoshi. For, like, creating the things that he has created. But most people don't credit the authors. And I think authors should be getting more credit than they used to. Because, I mean, they work so hard to please us. Now, to all, if you're an author and you're listening to this, I respect you. I mean, books should always be used in a way. And I mean, some people just hate literature and the concept. I mean, but the best book I recommend, I'm gonna get to recommending here. The best recommended book, I say, it's just the book I recommend. It is Where the Referent Grows by Wilson Rawls. I mean, it has a concept that can also be classified in a bunch of, like, different things. I mean, I haven't finished the book, but I'm loving it. And I can also say that for you guys that don't like books, you're missing out. I mean, I'm not trying to say, like, oh, you're missing out on books. It's so fun. I mean, I'm not saying you're, like, because they can also, books can also be in a sense of escape. I once heard from someone, I don't remember, that said that reading a book helped them escape from their terrible life. And I felt like that was kind of true. They can be an escape. But at the same time, I feel like an escape. Yeah, it can be an escape. Anything can be an escape here. But I feel like the one thing that can help you, if you want to escape the poor, crappy reality you live in, then the one thing I recommend that you do, I just recommend you, like, if you're trying to escape, this is going to be really funny, just watch anime. Watch TV. If you're wanting to escape or you're trying to do something, just, like, escape, put on your headphones, go listen to Juice WRLD, X, Billie Eilish. I'm trying to name off all the trending stars right now. Go put on your headphones. Go listen to them. Go walk around. And sooner or later, you'll feel like you're escaping from the crappy reality you live in. Not saying to all you listeners, you're living in a crappy reality. But just like, if you are, just do that. I mean, it's way better than trying to do other things to escape reality. I know other things, but just don't do those. Just please don't do those, because it's not gonna work. It's always very complicated when you're trying to escape a reality, but I just recommend that. So now that was the, yeah, just please, just do that. Thank you. Now just please do that. Thank you for listening to this, and goodbye. You have been listening to the Electric D podcast with your host, the Electric D. Thank you for listening, and catch up and subscribe to our podcast to get weekly episodes. Thank you for listening to this week's, and we will be making more episodes. We will be making more episodes every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, we will be posting and making episodes, so you can expect that. I also wanted to mention, please stay from the coronavirus. It's a bunch of crap, though. I mean, I'm not saying the coronavirus to be, like, being safe is a piece of crap, but just how everybody is freaking out about it. Don't believe the media. Like, don't just really believe it. Get your information from the CDC or the World Health Organization, because they know what the heck is going on here. But just do that. I mean, after this whole thing, virus is over, then you can go out, have a date with your boy. Say if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, with your partner or your whatever. Or just go have, like, once we get out, because we're going to be quarantined soon, I can feel it, but we don't know when this thing is actually going to be released, and they're going to find a cure. The doctors are, but they're finding a cure, okay? They're finding a cure for that. Just be safe, okay, people? If you're listening to this, we're in our next topic for episode is going to be on the concept, is being on the concept of fun. Now, thank you for listening. Now, fun, this is kind of emerging in this book, but not in these in this book episode, because sometimes books can be fun, but just thanks for listening. Please stay safe. I wish well on you all. Thank you.